بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن السائب بن يزيد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال حج بي مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجة الوداع وأنا ابن سبع سنين. رواه البخاري. حضرت سائب بن يزيد رضي الله عنه says that I was taken for Hajj with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. In other words, in the company of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, when so many thousands of Sahaba went for Hajjatul Wida' or Hajjatul Wada', the farewell pilgrimage. It was a very momentous occasion, and Sa'ib bin Yazid radiallahu anhu says, I was Ibn Sab'i Sinin. I was 7 years old at that time. I was a young boy. Obviously he was not yet baligh at that time, but he accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Hajj, most probably with his parents or family members. When the Sahaba left Madinah Munawwara, they went to Makkah Mukarramah to make the Hajj. And this is the Hajj of Wida', the final pilgrimage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore commentators say that if an immature child, in other words a child that has not reached puberty, non-baligh child, if he makes the Hajj, so that act of Hajj would be valid, but it will be regarded as an optional Hajj for the child. It will be regarded as a nafil Hajj for the child. So the moment he reaches maturity, or when he reaches maturity and he has sufficient means then thereafter to make Hajj, then Hajj becomes compulsory then only for him. And obviously he has to make his Hajj of Islam then. This Hajj that he made when he is a young boy, when he is not yet baligh, then he will still get reward for it, but as an optional Hajj. And the benefit of a child making Hajj is that he'll become accustomed to the rites of Hajj. He'll understand what is Baytullah, etc. He'll understand the importance of Hajj. So sometimes the child has to accompany the parent because there's nowhere else to leave the child. And if this happens, then this would be a nafil Hajj for the child. He will still have to repeat the Hajj when it becomes fard upon him, when he becomes baligh. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لقي ركبا بالروحاء فقال من القوم؟ قالوا المسلمون. قالوا من أنت؟ قال رسول الله. فرفعت امرأة صبيا فقالت لهذا حج؟ قال نعم ولك أجر. رواه مسلم. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم met a group of travelers. There was a caravan of people, Muslims. They were going, and they came to a place called Ruha. Ruha is about 70 kilometers away. So Rasulullah saw this group of people. He asked them, Manil Qum, who are you people? They said, we are Muslims. And they asked, who are you? So Rasulullah said, I am the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From this we understand that they had not yet seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were still coming now, and they would have met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam later, but they had embraced Islam. Somebody gave them da'wah towards Islam, and these groups, these clans, these tribes accepted Islam. Now they were proceeding on this journey, and they meet Rasulullah for the first time. And therefore, they did not know who he was, and they asked, who are you? And he said, I am Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When this happens, suddenly a woman, she raises her child. She lifts her child up, and she asks, Alihada Hajjun? Can this child make Hajj? Rasul said yes, but you will get the reward. So similarly again, that it is not compulsory for a child that does not reach puberty to make Hajj. And if he does make Hajj, it will be regarded as a nafil Hajj, an optional Hajj. And the parent also shares in the reward. So ulama have mentioned that any good action a child does is written in his favor. And if a child does something wrong, then he has no sin written against him. Obviously, child meaning not reached puberty as yet. And all the rewards of the child is written for him, and also his parents also, they also get reward. So Rasulullah in this hadith, he says, yes, the Hajj is okay for the child, will get optional Hajj reward, but walaki ajrun, and he tells the mother, you will get the reward, because it is the mother that is prompting the child, or the parent that is prompting the child to do this good act of deed. And in this case it was Hajj, so the parent gets the sawab for the Hajj. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallah bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.